You know, it's kind of unique because you're in a very small community. I think the census I was looking at right now in 2019 was like 706 or something like that. I think it was 600 and something in 2010. So you're in a very small community with a very small budget, and you provide services that I think are great to have in a community of that size. For example, I think just the fact that we plow all of the roads is a boon to the people that live within the town of Walkerville limits, because I go downtown and pull off to a side road and wonder if I'm going to get up, you know, to the end of it alive. And Walkerville provides a lot of things that aren't provided for just people. What we can't provide, unfortunately, and we have tried to do through passing ordinances that match Butte Silver Bowls, because people are under the impression that because you live in Walkerville, you don't pay taxes. Well, you do, and the majority of the taxes still goes to Silver Bowl County. You know, Walkerville gets a very small percentage of the actual property tax that's paid. So Silver Bowl County is still responsible for police protection, community decay. Probably the hardest job of being mayor of Walkerville is getting somebody that's supposed to be doing their job to actually do their job. You know, you call them, tell them, hey, we've got a problem. We've got cars that are parked along there. They're unlicensed. They've been there for 6 months. Well, we don't have any money to tow them. Well, and you're probably not going to be able to tow them because your rear end hasn't left your seat for 2 years, so you probably don't even know where the cars are to start with. But yeah, it just aggravates me that people take these jobs and do nothing. You know, so that's probably the biggest setback as being a mayor of a smaller community, that you're relying on other people. I get a lot. That's probably my primary complaint, is people calling saying, well, they dropped off more cars. And it's two or three homes up there. But I start driving around in Butte Silver Bowl. I see places where there's 20 cars parked in lots that aren't owned by those people, and nobody's doing anything about it. And I am amazed. Like people are easily led, people become attached to a useless piece of metal that they park in a lot and will not get rid of it. Again, maybe my train of thought is different than everybody else's, but it amazes me how people are. And so that's the toughest job is to clean up areas that you know are problems. We've got houses up there that I'm sure they're drug houses. You can't get anything done. You know, we really have nothing on them. Well, no, you probably don't, because the only time you see them is if we call you that there's a problem, and you come up and take a look at it and say, well, we can't do anything right now. Oh, okay. Just get in your little cruiser and take a ride. And that's the frustrating part of being a mayor, I think, or being somebody that cares. And I, at times, don't think that a lot of people that are elected really care. I think their goal is to be elected, and that's it. And collect whatever monetary amount they get. Now, I'm not going to get rich staying as the mayor of Walkerville, so when I leave, I'm not going to starve to death. But that's the frustrating part of being there. We did accomplish getting garbage service, though. And that only took us 4 years. We accomplished getting the Ryan Road paved, and that only took us 15 years. In fact, I resigned from the council over that and then ended up going back. But we did finally get it paved. And so we have accomplished some things, but the time allotted to do something that should be very simple just is frustrating.